Meanwhile, Sunflash climbed stealthily up through the rocky galleries, holding the Bat-Lord Duskskin on one shoulder and listening to his whispering, repetitive directions. Briny and Toggart were no trouble. The big badger lifted them up onto the rocks ahead, one in each paw, as if they weighed nothing at all. Toggart was staggered by the might of their gold-striped friend.
"Yer, he's be a great strong un. I feels like a little pebble being chucked about. Her, he'm gentle, though."
Duskskin cautioned them all to be silent.
"Quiet now, quiet. Four beasts are not far above us, far above us."
Unfortunately, Swart had already heard them as the echoes of their voices bounced up from the lower galleries. Since Vale had opened the door of the mountaintop, there was a fair-sized shaft of light beaming down. Swart looked up, judging the distance he had left to climb, an idea forming in his mind. He chose the rat he had chastised and three others, two stoats and another rat, all armed with bows. Keeping his voice to a bare minimum, the warlord whispered,
"You four, stop here a while, and take care of any bats or small beasts that are following behind. I'll be up on the mountaintop with the others. Come and join us there when the coast's clear down here. That's a nice soft job for you, eh?"
Silently, Swart led the other vermin off toward the high exit. Sunflash had just placed Toggart on a rocky outcrop above his head when an arrow came hissing down like a snake and struck the mole in his shoulder. Swiftly, the badger lifted the mole down and placed him alongside Briony, saying,
"He's been wounded. Take care of him and don't make a sound."
Then, laying aside his mace, Sunflash selected two good-sized throwing rocks and popped his head out into full view. The rat saw him and fumbled to get shaft onto bowstring as Sunflash flung a rock hard and accurately. Thud! It struck the rat, knocking him off his perch. Silently he fell, bumping off ledges until he was swallowed up into the dark void of Batmount Pit. Far below, there was a splash. A stoat showed himself not far from where the rat had been.
"What heaven's a basket? Anybody see?"
The second rock knocked him flying into space. The remaining stoat and rat glimpsed the great striped head as the badger stooped to pick up more rocks. Panic gripped them.
"Let's get away, mate! It's the badger!"
Stumbling against each other, they scrabbled upward toward the hole. Bats flew out, attacking them as they climbed. Sunflash turned to Briony and the Bat-Lord.
"Stop here and tend to Toggart. I've got to catch those two before they raise the alarm. Don't try to come out onto the mountain until I give you the all clear."